selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Think about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happy.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host Daryl Amey here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
All kinds of stuff. Great jacket. Now that fall's in the air, Daryl has to sport a jacket.
That's right.
But guess what? Fall's in the air. Fall Classic. The baseball playoffs are in full swing right now, Daryl. I just had to throw it out there.
Put salt in the wound because Lee Sauls' Yankees just squeaked past my Blue Jays. But hey, best wishes to the Dodgers and anybody playing the Yankees in the final. It's a great time. And by the way, welcome. If you're new to the Selling from the Heart podcast, you've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And Larry, I'm still riding a high off of the 2021 Trust Building Challenge. What an incredible time we had with the coaches that past week. Just amazing.
I mean, just the stories alone were well worth the price of admission. Let me tell you, Daryl, from Marcus Ogden to Don Barden to Dave Sanderson to Dr. Maria Church, and a special shout out to Simon Hares. We will get to Simon Hares.
That's right. And we've got some bonus sessions in there as well that you'll hear about. So I know you may be just listening to the Song from the Heart podcast for the first time and going, what's the Trust Building Challenge? I didn't hear about that. Or maybe you're on vacation. Or maybe like Facebook, your internet crashed as well, and you want to go back and pick it up. No worries. We recorded everything. So if you go to 2021trustchallenge.com, that's 2021trustchallenge.com, you can get access to all the recordings and incredible material there to help you finish strong in Q4. And thanks to our partners and friends and the generosity of our presenters, it's all available to you absolutely free. So incredible value for you and your sales team to get everything moving forward in Q4 and to set yourselves up for an incredible 2021. And as you do that, you're also going to learn about the Trust Building Intensive. This is for a select group of sales professionals that want to step up and want to take their sales career to the next level. They want to learn the skills to grow and sustain trust, and in the process, not only dramatically increase their income, but also their level of fulfillment from their sales profession. And so as of the date of this podcast, I don't know if we have any spots left, but we may. And if we do, we'd love for you to be a part of that. You just need to go to intensive.2021trustchallenge.com. And you can learn more about that while we're at it. And we've got a great guest today.
Oh,
Larry.
Boy. Yes, we do.
I am so excited about our guest. He's a good friend of mine, and he is a complete, when you get to know Dr. Joey, as we call him, Dr. Joey Fawcett, you're going to find that we've got a good friend here from the leadership world with incredible sales experience that is going to really be able to help us get the right mindset and the right heart set as we move forward in advancing our sales results. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming Dr. Joey Fawcett to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Dr. Joey, what's going on?
Man, you guys say an awful lot of nice things for just $20 a piece. I really appreciate it. I really do. Daryl's good friend, right? How did that happen?
No, hey, Dr. Joey, in Daryl's neck of the woods, it's $20 and a slice of pie.
That's right. Right kind of pie, Larry. Right kind of pie.
I was going to say, where Larry's from, that's pizza pie, right?
That's right.
Where I'm from, it's apple pie.
That's right. And this is going to be really fun today. And I'm excited, Dr. Joey, you have been a mentor and inspiration to me. And I'm looking forward to unpacking some of your ideas on selling positive. But before we do, I want to ask you the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers. And that is, Dr. Joey, what does it mean to you to yourself in the heart.
This is a Christmas vacation episode, isn't it?
That's right.
Hey, y'all are already going to find out where this podcast is going. It's going to be heartfelt and comedic all at the same time. Sorry.
Wow, big heart. What does it mean to me for settling for the heart? Well, thanks for prompting me with that question, because you guys know I need all the help prepping I can get, right? For me, selling from the heart is the difference between transformation and transaction. There was a time in my life, very early, as a 9-year-old, going door-to-door selling inscribed Christmas cards, which were a novelty back then, in eastern North Carolina, in the summertime, 100 degrees, 100% humidity, and this kid's selling inscribed Christmas cards, right? A little bit harder to sell than World Book door-to-door. But anyway, then I was just really focused on transaction. And later in my life, when I was selling radio, broadcasting, advertising, and then owning my own company later, it's so easy to just be about the numbers. Now, numbers are important. Transactions are important. We want to create sustainable businesses, right? So we have to pay attention to those things. But what I discovered was transactions were really about me and how much stuff I could pile up, you know, how many notches in my belt, how many sales we could make. And when I began to sell from the heart, I noticed that it was really more about transformation. In other words, I had my eye on a different prize. My prize was serving that client. And so we're a coaching culture firm. And what we've discovered is that when we define our success by the client's success, then the magic really starts to happen. And ironically, paradoxically, almost coincidentally, the sales numbers rise dramatically, because it's not about me, it's about the client. And when the client wins, we win. And we make that clear in every single conversation we have when we're doing onboarding or just having those sales conversations early on. We really want companies to buy from us because of our core values and who we are. And one of those is we put them ahead of ourselves. So that's the difference for me.
Now, this is so good. Hey, Daryl, before we really get into, you know, selling positively and so forth, is I want to go back to what you just said about transformation and transaction, because those are two words that's talked a lot in sales. We talk about it all the time, not only on this podcast, but you hear it, you know, throughout the social realm and so forth. But if you could just coach us real briefly, what mm-hmm. needs to happen to take that transactional mindset and turn it into a transformational mindset? What's in the middle? What's that middle gap that needs to be closed to move mm-hmm. that? Because I think a lot of salespeople may get it, but there's outside forces that prevent that from happening. So can you coach us on how to close that gap and turn transaction to transformation?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it'll be a much longer conversation, right, than this one. For me, it was realizing, what was the real goal here? Was it a short-term win or a long-term win? So it's, you know, you guys were mentioning baseball earlier. By the way, I'm just going to say, whoa. Nobody mentioned the Braves, but anyway.
Sorry, Joey. who are they?
I think they're going to at least champs this year. Isn't that right? Is that right, Daryl?
Did we win
the NL East? I think we did, yeah.
And, something like that.
Yeah, so the transformation from transaction to transformation is what you're interested in. So one of the things I discovered was that, man, you tap out resources and you burn through clients really fast when you're transaction-oriented. And I don't know about you guys, but the alignment of my purpose with my actions is really important for me. And so keeping this selling from the heart, right, keeping this full and knowing that I'm making a difference in the lives of the clients became far more attractive to me. But I also noticed the sales went up when doing it. So what's the pivot in between? It's that from me to the transformation. It's when I begin to realize that, you know, you don't get callbacks when it's about you. When you lead with, let me tell you about all the features, right, mm-hmm. of this widget that I've got here, or in our case, the best coaching program in the world, right? Let me tell you why it's the best. When we took a coach approach to selling, and we can talk more about this later, when we began to ask powerful questions, and powerful questions are ones that engage the imagination, that really focus on the interest, the needs, then we were able to dig down beneath presenting surface symptoms of culture challenges, and we're able to get right down to, you know, what's really driving the train here, and what are your true core values, and how can you accomplish your goals while being authentic and transparent about who you are and what's going on in the culture within your company. So we moved from what John Eldridge would refer to as a poser, right? A poser approach, to really saying, hey, let's get real. Let's keep it real. We're not here to fluff or puff, mm-hmm. right? We're here to help you move the needle forward, to measure the ROI on culture change, to create more engagement among your employees. And when we did that, again, defining our success by their success through authenticity and transparency, then we said, you know, tell us if you can't afford that price point. Let us see what we can do then to make it economically viable for you as well as sustainable for us, even to the point of, now that's the last thing that you'll ever learn in a pricing strategy webinar. but anyway, that's how deeply rooted it got for us, Larry, in making that pivot from transaction to transformation. So could I answer your question?
No.
Yeah. That's good. I really like this train of thought, and you know, I want to continue this conversation about taking a coaching approach to selling. But as I do, I feel like I need to set this up a little bit more. And one of the things our listeners need to know is on the webinar. We're on a podcast today. On the podcast today,
you can say webinar if you want.
It could be a webinar, whatever you want it to be. Yeah, but that's right. we're talking to Dr. Joey Fawcett, and you work with organizations across the world. You're a renowned public speaker. You've been in organizations globally, helping them deploy coaching programs. I've gotten a front row seat to some of it. It's really, really amazing. And so we've got an incredible resource here today that's worked in helping organizations deploy coaching and training coaches and all of that. I'm really intrigued by this train of thought around taking a coaching approach to selling. Can you unpack that for us a little bit more?
Absolutely. And if you really want to talk to the guru about a coach approach to selling, invite my coaching partner, Jane Cresswell, on.
Yeah, she's a rock star.
She really is. She founded the IBM Coaches Network.
Wow.
Which today, she was the first internal coach at IBM, in fact, and that IBM Coaches Network today has 5,000, count them, 5,000 coaches across about 17 time zones around the world. She's done some incredible things. So what has happened is the two of us have partnered up, and so I've brought a framework, the Work Positive Framework, or Coach Positive, Sell Positive even. You can make application of these five core practices in any way you want, lead positive, whatever. But I brought that framework to her coaching expertise. And of course, coaching is blowing up right now. There are a lot of variations on coaching and different ways that you might understand it. But we've brought coaching within this framework together to create what, Daryl, you so kindly referred to as really an unstoppable force in helping. In the midst of the Great Resignation and all the other travail that comes along with trying to attract and retain top talent today, or actually for some employers, attract and retain any talent, let's face it, they just need warm seats until the automation process
gets, that's another podcast.
that's yet another one. But a coach approach to selling is very quickly asking powerful questions that create new awareness on the client's behalf, and then helping the client discover the best path to aligning actions with that new awareness, and then helping the client discover some accountability for implementation with that. So what you're really doing is walking alongside the client through a proven process that helps him or her get what he or she wants. And as you're doing this, of course, you know, Tim Sanders said it so long ago, we do business with people we like. Remember when he wrote the book, The Likeability Factor? I mean, and so you become someone that that client begins to depend on in terms of asking the right questions to surface the right responses from within. Because when you're using a coach approach to selling, you're assuming that that client or prospective client even already knows everything he or she needs to be successful. So it takes you off of that expert throne, if you will, and brings you up alongside them so that you're walking with them to help them discover what it is that they really want. So it's not necessarily going to be the best SaaS or the best widget, right? Even though mm-hmm. you may have the best SaaS or widget, but it's about that process of helping him or her really give identification to heartfelt desires, selling from the heart, right? Those heartfelt desires, what does our company really need? What does our company really desire? You know, what's your best day going to look like? And mm-hmm. once that identification is met, then new awareness around how to get there, and then aligning the actions, because sometimes I know or I can become aware of what our company needs or wants, but I don't know how to get there. So mm-hmm. then, you know, there may be some solicitation from outside resources or others who've been where I'm trying to go. So it's that choice of action and then some accountability for taking action. So it really moves you from a sales process, expect some, I said earlier, sales process to a buying process. You're inviting them to buy. So it's always people services in the end. I don't care whether you're selling philodendrons like the one over my shoulder or whether you're selling SaaS. You know.
Larry had a very successful career in philodendron sales.
Oh, and we don't even want to go there because, you know, back in the day, it wasn't philodendrons. It was other things. But nevertheless, I just dated myself. But, you know, hello.
Well, I live in Virginia, so I'm not going to make any comments about what you might have sold.
But here's what's good about this. And this is such a great conversation, Daryl, coming off of the trust challenge. Because as I was mm-hmm. listening to what you're saying, Dr. Joey, this aligns so well. As you know, I think of words like tour guide or facilitator, mm-hmm. and this just aligns so well as we're just coming off the trust challenge, because just imagine what happens if y'all pay attention, and I hope you're all taking notes on this, is think about where trust sits in this. The minute you start doing this, you have now just elevated yourself above everybody mm-hmm. else, my opinion. Mm-hmm. But then think about where the confidence level starts to happen, especially with the multiple buyers that are inside there, whether mm-hmm. those be decision makers, influencers, if you're walking alongside them, because it's not so much, and we'll get into that one, the book in a second, but I just keep going back to, I was listening to what you're saying, and I go back to the Challenger Sale, you know, co-authored by a good friend of ours, Brent Adamson, is I think that book was so misinterpreted, but that book actually aligns really well, my opinion, into what you just said.
Well, one of the everything we do is guided by International Coach Federation core competencies. All of our coach training programs they're the gold standard, right? And so trust and safety, they've just taken 11 core competencies, brought them down to 8. Trust and safety is one of those core competencies. So to your point, Larry, the extent to which I build trust with a client is the extent to which that new awareness happens, right? They feel safe to explore, some things that might not work. In my case, it might be stupid ideas, right? Some things that might not work, but then they feel very comfortable and safe and trust you to begin to explore, as I was saying earlier, some things that really need to change, really need to transform, that I might not, you know, if I kept it on a surface conversation about the Braves and Yankees and Red Sox, we need to mention them too. Maybe we wouldn't talk about those things that are substantive. So I think that's why taking a coach approach to selling works so much better, because the trust is built into the relationship.
Mm. Yeah, this is such an interesting and powerful perspective on how we think about selling, thinking as a coach. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love, and I'm holding up here for those listening in audio, I'm holding up one of Dr. Joey's most recent books, Work Positive in a Negative World. And holding up the team edition of the book, there's so many resources here that you coach teams on how to work positive. And there's a lot of negativity out there.
I've heard that.
and let me just say that there's a lot of negativity in the sales world. We hear no, that's a negative word. a lot, right? We hear no more than yes. And I think this, by the way, just a quick commercial, this is a great team read for a sales team, work positive in a negative world. But your take on coaching, as you were referring to earlier, you know, there's some fundamental coaching practices, but I think what's specifically applicable here is your work positive mindset coaching. Mm-hmm. How do you bring a work positive mindset to sales?
Yeah, great question, Daryl. And I've worked with tons of salespeople all over the country, and I've never had one disagree yet with the statement that the world's negative. So it's like, okay, there's a lot of opportunity here, you know. You want to work positive. I haven't had to prove to anyone yet. Yeah, it really is a negative world. So that was the one time I got to be right in the midst of a lot of people. But yeah, in terms of mindset specifically, and look, there's some people who have written about this far more extensively than I have. In fact, if you want to think about positive mindset, you can also think about positive psychology. And there's some amazing research that's been done, particularly in the last decade around that, that builds even further out than we do. Sean Aker's The Happiness Advantage is a great place
Big
to
fans.
Start.
I think you introduced us to that book, by the way.
Yeah.
This is what's at my desk.
Yeah. So the playbook.
I keep this at my desk.
Yeah. Sean, you really should pay for my granddaughter's college education.
That's right. You're right here.
She's only 18 months old, so I'm going to sell a few more copies. But anyway, we are strategic and tactical in our online resources. So we have 7 keys to work positive, which really take you, Daryl, beyond the book. And so the book's kind of a manifesto. But yeah, it still introduces some tactics. Simple things like tactics, right? Everybody wants to do something. Dr. Joey, what's one thing I can do today to make my mindset more positive? A, please avoid morning news.
Oh.
Please avoid morning news. Listen to your spouse snore if you get up before they do.
do anything.
Pet your cat and listen to it purr. Play white noise in the background or something. Listen to bacon frying. Because people say, oh, I just have it on for the noise. That's malarkey. It impacts your brain. So, for instance, if you're in sales, by the time you get to your first sales call and you have marinated your brain in morning news, it's like, you don't want to buy anything, do you? I mean, you expect to hear no. Okay.
Right.
So because you see what you look for, right? Mm-hmm. You're gonna get no. So it's gonna be instead of 8 out of 10 no's, you're gonna get 10 out of 10 no's, right? Every single time. So please do yourself, do your spouse, do your kid, do the dog a favor, right? Turn off morning news and just soak your brain in something else. I don't know. Pick a playlist on Spotify or Pandora or something and play that. Pick, you know, great music. Listen to classical music. I don't care what you listen to. Just anything, because those guys are in business to monetize negativity.
Yep.
And they don't care about your success. They only care that negativity sells ads. And so you are literally abdicating your editorial license over what you're consuming with your breakfast, right? If breakfast is the most important meal of the day, what you feed your mind is just as important. So please find something, anything besides morning news.
Well, you can replace the negative with the positive, right? And that's where, you know, if you didn't fall asleep to Selling from the Heart and Larry's book, you can wake up to it as well.
Okay, so here we go.
I'm trying to get my head wrapped around waking up with Larry.
I'm having trouble with that. So listen to this, Dr. Joey. There's been like all the podcast listeners that listen to the podcast, you know, there's always a reference made either to how old I am, you know, that I still listen to 8 tracks or cassettes or something like that. Daryl's always slamming
What's
me on there.
So,
that? But you know
that?
What? You,
can I pull out my cassettes and we share?
I mean, so I just have to one up Daryl on this one just because he set the bar really low with revenue growth engine. So I mean, nevertheless, Right.
I love you, dude, you guys but don't I just like had to go.
But this is, you know, we talk a lot in the insiders group about morning routine. We're always talking about that morning routine and
morning
what
habits.
What are you pouring in? You know, don't just pour in the cup of coffee. I highly recommend that. Mm-hmm. But like, what positive are you pouring in? And it's going to affect your day and your results big time.
And look, it just takes 10 minutes to transform your day. Spend 5 minutes reading, listening to something inspirational, something positive, however you do that. And I mean, it doesn't have to be cheerleader camp, right? It can be just something that feeds your brain, anything. I'm a big devotee of music. I wash my brain in music every morning. Simply because, and I won't geek out too bad here, but just a second, there's music does something for your brain that nothing else can do. It really, the harmonic vibrations, the alternation of sound and silence really affects your mindset in ways that nothing else can. There's a whole lot of research around that too in neuroscience, so I won't geek out. But the second thing would be to visualize, you just look through your appointments and begin to visualize, just like a golfer does before a shot, or a free throw shooter in basketball, or a pitcher in baseball, you know, whatever sports metaphor you want to use. Go through and look at your appointments for the day and ask yourself three questions. First, what's the best possible outcome for this appointment? Okay, what's the best possible outcome for this appointment? Secondly, how am I going to celebrate that best possible outcome? Because what you're doing is, it's called predictive encoding. What you're beginning to do is to see that best possible outcome actually happening. And so as you see it happening, right, in golf, you know, the ball going to cup, you begin to see it happening. So then you begin to be closer to make it happening. So what's the best possible outcome? How am I going to celebrate it? And then thirdly, how am I going to share it? How am I going to share this best possible outcome? Because really what goes around comes around. It's just a universal life principle. It's woven into the universe. So how are you going to share it with others? So begin to visualize, okay, if it's the completion of a sale, if you've reached that point in a conversation with a client to where you're going to get a signed agreement, then where am I going to share some of the profits with someone else in our community? How can I do that to really make a positive difference? Because that then will begin to feed you, your heart, right? And that'll just keep it coming back around. So it just takes 10 minutes to do that. It's, you know, we're not talking about sitting and, you know, climbing up on a mountain and meditating for 3 hours every morning. You can do that in your recliner, right? In your PJs. So,
but you know what's really good about this, and I love the last part of what you're just saying, is this self-talk. If there's something that you can incorporate every single day, it's the self-talk. And you know, unfortunately, and I'll raise my hand, and I've been guilty of this many a time, is sometimes that self-talk is negative first thing in the morning, right? Just depending on what happened the day prior or throughout the whole week. And you know, I love what you said as far as turning the news off. I'd almost immediately, right, in the wake up in the morning, and just create that mindset. Don't watch the news, but what's that self-talk? What's that look like or sound like the first 15 minutes? And
and to your point, Larry, your brain abhors a vacuum. So you got to do more than just not turn on the news, right? That's a negative. But what are you going to fill your mind with? And so that's why it just takes 10 minutes to do that.
So practical. I love this mindset. And you know, it's the way we always say, the way you start the day is the way you're going to finish the day, right? The way you open a sale is the way you're going to close a sale. And one other angle on this I'd love to explore is, you know, we get out into the world. We do live in a negative world. And I don't know if anyone's noticed, but there's been a lot of controversy here recently and a lot of negativity.
What?
Unless you have been living in a cave. And so there is a lot of negativity out there right now. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty easy to strike up a conversation around, hey, what, you know, isn't this terrible, you know, but we have an opportunity as sales professionals to be beacons of hope. This is what I remember, Larry, when, you know, when the pandemic was unfolding, Larry and I had the unfortunate disadvantage of spending the first week of the pandemic at a conference in a Disney facility. This is probably the worst place on earth to be the day before Disney closed down. But, you know, we launched out.
I feel grateful to be with you guys today.
I am very grateful to be here as well. It was a petri dish of mystery at the beginning of the pandemic. But, you know, truly grateful to be here and thankful for all of that. And boy, that's just another aside. There is a lot to be thankful for. But if there you look at the beginning of the pandemic, Larry, I remember you and I said, what are we going to do? How are we going to encourage each other? And we said, you know what? Not knowing that the journey was going to be like, we said, we need to be beacons of hope as sales professionals. And I think in this world where things are so uncertain, unpredictable, changing rapidly, a lot of negativity, Dr. Joey, we've got an opportunity as sales professionals to truly be a beacon of hope to a lot of people.
Absolutely, we do. And gratitude, I think, is one of the brightest lights when you want to talk about beacons of hope. So rather than whining or moaning about, you know, we've all had people, friends who've had COVID. I've stopped counting the number of friends we've had that actually passed away with COVID, some from COVID. So we can talk about that, but we have a choice to make right there. One of the greatest days of my life, guys, was the day, the defining moment when I discovered that I didn't have to say everything I was thinking.
Hey, I was just talking to Leslie, my wife, about this the other night, is authenticity, which we talk a lot about on the podcast, doesn't mean saying everything that you think.
No,
because then you get in situations like, brother, even if that was true, I don't believe I'd have said that. But anyway,
right. Yeah,
my marriage improved. My other relationships improved because then you began talking about something else. And so you can be authentic. You can be transparent. Obviously, I am. But you can install that filter there. Now, back to Larry's point about self-talk. Whatever I say out loud, I'm also saying to myself, right?
Exactly.
And so those replacement thoughts that I choose instead of the inner critic who wakes up right beside me in bed every morning and says, come on, let's get up and talk about how sorry you are, right? rather than caving into that, we could do something different. Now, here's the key that we've discovered, and I'm not a medical doctor. My doctor is not in medicine, but we actually have had numerous clients who have stopped taking sleep aids, including drinking a bottle of wine every night before they go to bed, right? Just to get to sleep. And that is the gratitude diary, we call it, or the gratitude journal. And that is just writing down. I've got a notebook beside my bed on my nightstand with a pen right there. I've already dated, today's date and number one by that. So when I get in bed this evening, I'm just going to reach over, grab that book and a pen. This is Sean Aker's 20-second rule, right? You got to make that new habit doable in less than 20 seconds. If I had to go rifling through a drawer to find my book and my pen, who moved my pen, right?
Who moved my cheese?
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking for a pen. Then I'm less likely to do it, but it's right there. I know where it is. I just begin it. And I just write in some level of specificity three positive things that happened that day. And as I do that, it gives me an opportunity to put a wrap on the day, so I'm finishing the day strong. But guys, here's the really cool thing. I am planting those seeds of hope, the beacons of hope that you're talking about, Daryl, in my brain. And my subconscious is going to work all night long. And the job of my subconscious is to literally filter information for my conscious brain. Now, my conscious brain can receive in information about 40 bits a second. My subconscious can take in 40 million bits of information a second. So it is processing all night long. So that inner critic who wakes up beside me gets booted out of the bed before I ever go to sleep, right? And slips away underneath the bed or outdoors or wherever he wants to go. So rather than waking up thinking, you know, how sorry I am, I wake up thinking about the opportunities for the day, what I get to do. This is Steve Covey language, right? What I get to do instead of what I have to do. And so the gratitude diary is certainly a nice wrap to the day, but it plants the seeds of hope in your mind for the next morning so that when you come to that visualization, boom, there's the music or there's the literature that you're reading or the podcast that you're listening to, Selling from the Heart, right? and then you're asking yourself those three questions about each of those appointments. It's just so much easier. And I like easy. I like simple too, but I really like easy. And so doing that at night really makes for a great day.
So practical and so encouraging.
Hey, I got one more question before I wrap up this podcast, Errol. This is for Dr. Joey. So tonight, right? Mm-hmm. When you're doing your gratitude journal, I just got a favor to ask of you. Uh-oh. Can you just say, I'm grateful for Larry before you say, I'm grateful for Daryl? Just do me that one favor. Please, you just got to just.
I thought Larry, Marcus Ogden coached us on ego, Larry. What in the world? It's just.
I'm going to say, Larry.
Love you, Daryl. I just had to throw that out there, man.
I've been married 39 years, so I'm going to use a line on you my wife uses on me sometimes. Stop begging.
Dr. Joey, I knew it was going to be fun. This has been fantastic. I just want to thank you for your positive spin. It's been so encouraging today. And just you're a true Selling from the Heart champion. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you guys. I'm honored and humbled to be here. And it was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Well, awesome. Right, well, Dr. Joey's going to make my list in the book next to my bed of things I'm thankful for today. Hey, I just want to say this is just pure gold. Work positive in a negative world. Don't just buy a copy of this. Like, if you're in sales, grab a stack of these. These are like great candy to hand out to your clients and prospects, because we do need to be beacons of hope. And Dr. Joey has put together an incredible playbook that's actually very accessible and doable to work positive in a negative world. And there's all kinds of resources you'll find. We'll link to them in the show notes. Larry, what do we say at the end of that? I'm just so inspired.
I mean, I there's a lot that Dr. Joey said that was powerful, but I just want to go back and just... Let's just think about this culture, the coaching culture. Mm-hmm. How can you as a sales professional bring it upon yourself to bring coaching, the aspect of coaching, and become that tour guide and that facilitator and ride alongside and coach your clients and your future clients into doing better business? That'd be one. The second thing is, you know, what's your self-talk? Yeah. Create that positive self-talk, and what could that do throughout the day to help propel you in your sales career?
So good. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today on Selling from the Heart. Thank you to everybody who is leaving reviews. Did you know you can do that at the end of the podcast? If you listen on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any podcast platform, including the video podcast, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, or wherever fine podcasts are sold, would you do us a favor? Leave us a review. That helps us spread the word. And Selling from the Heart is a movement of authenticity in the sales profession. And it's so cool seeing the community of authentic professionals. Sales professionals are gathering around this. So thanks for your review. Make sure to check out the 2021 Trust Building Challenge at 2021TrustChallenge.com. If you missed out on it, the recordings are there. Even if you're there, you probably want to go back and rewatch them. Check that out. That's available as a resource to you for free. Till next week, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, be a beacon of positivity, and most of all, sell from the